Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to The Hang. In today's episode, we are speaking with Laurence Olivier-nominated American actress Sierra Boggess. For many who love theater, who love The Phantom of the Opera, who love Love Never Dies, who love The Little Mermaid, who love... well, Broadway. Sierra Boggess will be part of that conversation. Many who have supported me along the way already know my association and collaborations with Sierra. We originated the lead roles in Love Never Dies as Phantom and Christine. That's when we met. We played opposite each other in the 25th anniversary of The Phantom of the Opera, where we played the original version of Phantom and Christine. We have done concerts together several times in Japan with a show called Four Stars. We played opposite each other in the 25th anniversary of The Secret Garden, which was at the Lincoln Center, playing Archibald and Lily. When we finally got a chance to sit down and catch up on The Hang, we got to reminiscing about our time in The Phantom of the Opera, Love Never Dies, living in this current climate, and got to learn about her passion project, Light Lessons. We also started talking about our upcoming concert with Hadley Frazier, The Reunion, which is happening in Tokyo, Japan in September. The first time the three of us get to share a stage together again since the 25th anniversary of The Phantom of the Opera. Most importantly, she's one of my best friends, and I love every second I get to spend with her.
Sierra Boggess, welcome to The Hang.
Oh my gosh, Ramin, I can't believe this is happening.
Now, you've done a few podcasts, haven't you?
Yeah, but not this one.
I know, but you're like season pro at this stuff.
I mean, I'm a season pro at just talking to people.
You've come to the right place.
Yeah, I feel like I just want to hang with you right now. That's what it feels like. Let's just hang and talk. How does that sound?
I love it. How you doing?
I'm good. This is funny. I'm in New York. You're in London right now. And
yeah,
we have a really cool setup going on just to be able to hang, which I think is really special. Yeah, I'm good. I've just been, I've literally been hanging out.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. What about you?
Same old. You know, I'm trying. Obviously, when this comes out, I pray that it's looking back on the time where we were locked down, and I hope we are back out and about. But yeah, you know, every day I wake up and I think, okay, let's find the motivation and the joy of perhaps doing the same thing, but being, you know, even the little things, be grateful that I'm healthy, my family's healthy, we have a home. But it's a weird time. It's
it really
weird because,
is.
You know, we've both known someone who's passed away from this. May rest in peace, Terrence McNally. Mm-hmm. I've an artist I know has passed away over here. People are so sick. And I still see people choosing to think it's okay to do whatever.
I know.
And walk about the streets having picnics and garden parties. I hope they are right and we are wrong. But while we don't know.
I know.
We have to work together. We're all trying to figure this out. But right now, it's let's just get through this as one. We have to be a family.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing is like, it's actually bringing out, I think, what you stand for when life is normal is coming out even more now. And do you know what I mean? And so I'm noticing that you're either seeing all the ways that people are helping, or you're seeing all the ways that people are hurting, and you are either you're identifying with one or the other, and you want to be part of either the problem or the solution. But, you know, people that are part of the problem don't think they are. They're just being completely self-absorbed. And what I think is fascinating about this time is, if you're not sick, you know, those of us that are luckily not sick, we're being given an opportunity to reset, and we're being given an opportunity to behave differently. And you and I have talked about it. Hopefully everybody is going to come back when the world reopens and behave differently, because we are, to me, we are being given an opportunity to be introspective and come back better and stronger and more loving and kind and with integrity. And, you know, there's so many aspects of life that I think we've all noticed, because it was a really crazy world before this, and it was getting crazier. And I think we were really starting to see a lot of things happening that's without integrity. So how can we come back into the world when it reopens? Is the, like, lack of a better phrase, different, or hold fast to the values that you had, but maybe it's even now you have it stronger or something. I don't know.
Yeah, this is something I keep going back and forth with every day. So, like, up until I read a tweet by J.K. Rowling, I read something prior to that where someone goes, if you don't come out of this time either with a new skill or a new side hustle finally started, or knowledge, you don't lack time, you lack discipline. And I thought, oh, there's a lot of truth in that. That's beautiful. But then she tweets something. Well, some people just can only and try to survive during this. So they don't need to hear that. And I thought, oh, that's very true as well.
That's right. I think we have to give a lot of grace to people right now in a way that we don't normally, because we really don't know people's situations. And no, this isn't a collective time of like, all right, now you have to come. It's not mandatory to come up with a new skill or to keep doing the skills you are doing. I think the only thing that is clear is that we got to stay indoors. So what does that look like for each one of us? And are you somebody where it's like, okay, all I've been saying is I just need time. I just need time. If I only had the time then. Well, if you are somebody who's been saying that, now's your time. But if you're somebody who's like, I just needed a break. I just need a break. How many times do we say that all the time? It's like, I just need a break. And here's your break. And so how do you want to have this? How do you want to spend this time? And also, yes, don't miss out on the time. If you are somebody who wants to, you know, write the great American novel, then now's a great time. But so don't miss out on that time. But also, especially those of us that, you know, that's like, I know our schedules, don't miss your time to just exist without having to do anything or accomplish anything.
Yeah.
You know?
And I had a few friends tell me that specifically for me, like, Ramin, it's okay to not do anything.
Yes.
But what made me very embarrassed after reading J.K. Rowling's tweet was that was a real moment where I felt the sense of you are privileged, Ramin, because you didn't once consider what if you couldn't pay your bills? What if you were truly destitute because of this situation? Now, if this goes on for 6 months, I just might be. But right now I'm not. And I was like, oh, damn, there are going to be people who just surviving will be enough. Right now. And I felt really ashamed of myself that I only saw what was in front of me. Mm-hmm. So that was a lesson. I was like, okay, this is you. Fine. That's one way you've got yourself sorted, but this doesn't apply to everyone necessarily.
Right. And that's that's the thing about the world that we live in, is we have social media. And so what if you had been somebody who's like, you had this, all these thoughts, and you just wrote them down and you wrote them as fact, and is like, you should this, mm-hmm. this. Because there's nothing wrong with what you thought. And then there's nothing wrong with you being like, oh, holy, hold on a second. But that's the problem, I think, with now, is a blessing and a curse, because you can write whatever you want and then it becomes as fact. But if you had said that and declared that's like, this is what you should be doing, and da, 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 and not worrying about anybody else, you know what I mean? So it's okay that you have that, because it's like, it's all relative, and it's part of your, that was part of your journey or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it took, and knowing that now, I gave myself grace, like, okay, well, you've learned something, and that's okay as well. And that's part of all this, you know, and life anyways.
Totally.
Every time I hear the word should, I think of you, because we had this conversation.
Yes.
So I would like you to remind me of that conversation, because it doesn't sit well with me. There's two things that I've thought of you a lot recently. Is that, and there's something else which we'll get onto.
Okay.
But what's with the word should again? And why does it bother me when I hear someone else say it?
Because every time you say the word should, that means that you are, we allowed to say bad words on here?
Yeah, I've said it all the time.
Because I'm doing so good right now, I'm not saying.
No, you can be free.
Okay, good. So every time you say the word should, you're shitting on the moment that you're in. So if you're going, I should be practicing right now, that means you're shitting on what you're doing right at this moment. You know, and that's what it is, that it's like, oh, so I'm not honoring the moment that I'm in. Instead, I'm being like, this isn't good enough. I should be this.
Right.
And it really does. And I learned this lesson from Joe Milson.
Yeah,
Joe Milson, I remember, was in Love Never Dies with us, for those of people that don't know.
Yes, who's also, well, once we get back, he's in Mary Poppins over here.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so that's what it is that you aren't honoring the moment that you're in.
Yeah.
And in fact, to should something creates a lot of anger and unrest. And it's very hard for other, like, as you know, and as kids, we hate being told you should this, you should this. We remember this from childhood. Mm. And, you know, I'm trying to take that out of my vocabulary, which is what we talked about.
I always, as I go to write it, I'm like, okay, what other words can I use? I'm like, I would encourage you or something.
Yes, 'cause
I
think, isn't that so good?
That word has become, I get a little reaction. I'm like, oh, I need to talk, remind myself. And I remember it came from you and Joe.
Yes. And thinking about, I think anytime that a word is something that's like, oh, let's try and figure out another way to say this, that just makes you, it just grows you as a human anyways. And like, how great is that? That language that you came up with, I'd encourage you to this. If I was on the other end of that, I would receive that so much better than you should this.
Right.
You know, should is so final too. It's like, and that somebody has decided, whether it's you or someone else, has decided that life is this, you know, and life should this. And it's, and there's a response to that of like, says who?
Right.
And why do you know? You know.
Now, while we're on the topic of things that, you know, seeds you've planted in my head from all the time ago, lately, anytime I look at a clock, it'll be 11:11, 4:44. I've been, and to the point where I kept taking stills and showing Mandy, because I'm like, look, what is going on? And I remember you had a thought about it. So, like, right now, every time I go on that, like, where it's all the same numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just look at the clock?
Yes, I did. It says 3:23.
Right. And if any, obviously people aren't going to hear this. I'm FaceTiming Sierra while we do this. So at least I get eye contact, and I saw her eyes go somewhere. I've been doing it as either a moment of gratitude. I'll just say thanks for something, or thanks for something that's coming.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if that's what it's meant, the theory for it, but I thought I have to honor it somehow. So for now, those are my two ways, either gratitude for something I have or gratitude for something that's coming.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, Suf's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
What is it with you and the numbers? What does it mean?
What is it with you? Okay, first of all, I think that's great. There's no exact answer. Ain't nobody come down right and been like, here's the deal.
But what should I be doing?
Yeah, what should I mean, you should be. So, yes, I think that that's really a great idea to do the gratitude thing, because the idea is that if you are having a phase, and the times when that happens to me, it's a phase in my life. And what it is there's some like portal awakening happening around your life. So I think that it's the best idea is to go, I'm grateful, or I'm grateful for whatever is to come. Also, just to say, I'd say it's like for people to talk to whatever they believe is higher than themselves, okay, whatever that is that you believe is higher than you, and actually not believe, but you know is higher than you. Than to say, I hear you, I got you, I see you. Like, right. I know you're trying to get my attention. That's what I look at it as.
Did you once tell me it signifies that it's just a reminder that you're on the right path?
Yeah, I think so. And that's why I say it's whatever thing is talking to you, being like, you're good. Or what your thoughts were at that moment, it could be. That's like, yes, that's it.
Right. Okay. That was a nice reminder.
So I think it's a good thing to just look at, because it's just another form of awareness too. And you know me in numbers. I'm one of the best mathematicians. I mean, you call me for all math questions, right?
Yeah. Whenever Hadley's stumped, I'm like, hang on. Let's call Auntie C.
Yeah. Do you know who would know? Sierra.
Yeah. She's so, all up in that quadratic formula. She's right up in it.
Yep.
Pi?
Yes.
That's her thing.
That's my thing. All of it. So, okay. I'm literally terrible at math, everybody. I failed math like 8 times, and I don't know how I could have even. See, even 8. I was only in 4 years in high school. But the fact that like numbers, the point is the fact that numbers are kind of my thing right now, where it's like where I see double numbers or triple or whatever it is. And also like life path numbers and all that stuff. It's like I'm quick at adding like single digit numbers now. Don't test me.
No, I'm not going to test you.
Okay.
One of your heroes is really into numerology.
Brené Brown.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
I was like about to go down the list. Does he?
From what I remember, he's really big into numbers.
Oh, that makes me love him even more.
But we might have to fact check that.
Okay, we'll fact check it.
Because I saw how excited you got and I thought, what if I'm wrong?
But well, it doesn't matter. It's not like, well, can you get him on the, why aren't we inviting him to hang with us right now?
Because I'm not John Krasinski. If this was John Krasinski doing some good news, boom.
That's true. Then it will be like, dang, Ramin.
I hope that keeps going after this lockdown. You literally smile or cry for 15 minutes, but all joy.
Yes, all joy. Totally. It's like, it's exactly what we need, but we've needed this. You know, this kind of stuff that we're going through right now doesn't happen just all of a sudden. It's been a buildup to it. So there has been like, a soul calling for something like that. And just knowing about the good thing. Like for me right now, I'm having a rule for myself that's like, I'm actually not looking up any news. And it's not to be ignorant. It's because there's nothing right now that I need to know that I don't already know, in the sense that I know how bad it is out there. And I know to be respectful and to stay home and to wash my hands. I know this until, and I will know when there is, I can't avoid all news, but I'm not seeking it out. And I'm not watching something that doesn't bring me joy or inform me. And so I want to hear from people who have actual knowledge right now, as opposed to people who are just talking out their ass.
Yeah. You know? And there's a lot of that going on.
There is. And so I'm just, when we're in our own four walls, we get to choose. Then if we're living here for 24 hours, 7 days a week, we get to choose how much poison we're putting into our house and into our minds and stuff. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned that, because it's being in the positions we're in too, knowing that we do have such great supporters who follow us and give us props, come to our shows, on our social media. I'm now trying to think, anytime I post something, what value does it have?
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't need to be relevant. I don't need to use Instagram to stay relevant.
Yep.
That's why lately it's only been musical posts, like singing posts, whether it's my stuff, musicals, folks. I'm like, that's the one thing I can do right now.
Sure.
I can't save lives. I can't offer ventilators to hospitals. I'm not in a position to do that. What I can do is stay home, not add to the problem.
Yep.
And if I can help bring joy for 2, 3, 4 minutes, that's all I can do. Otherwise, I'm back being a dad, and I'll carry on doing that.
Yep.
Just like our thing that we recorded today, which would have been out by the time this comes out. I had so much fun doing that. That's so funny. I hope people enjoy, or did enjoy watching it.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you and I talked about this. That's like right when this first was happening, neither of us was singing. Neither of us wanted to sing. And it's only lately that's like we've both been craving that. And I think it was really good to honor that's like, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like singing right now. I don't, just because part of it is music is so healing. And I just say this off of what you said, because people are craving music and people are wanting to see as much as they can and hear as much as they can. But we got to do it when we're ready, because it is so healing. It's almost like I didn't want to be in the healing yet, because this was just happening and I needed to be in the situation. So I was still working. The thing I didn't give up, I was working out and like doing yoga and whatever, cleaning my, like doing everything but what I do for a living. And suddenly, and it was like, okay, so that keeps me feeling like normalcy and alive, but I wasn't ready to contribute in the way that I'm accustomed to contributing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And probably in a way that some people might've been craving of you. I don't want to say expected, but
yes,
we were getting a lot of requests. I'm just like, and I would say to Mandy or some friends like yourself, I was like, it's just not in me to do right now. It won't feel authentic. And then I don't feel it will have value.
Right.
And it won't help anyone.
Right. Because we do want to sing from the place of giving and what the other people need. Because it's one thing to sing in your own house and one thing to sing for yourself, which we should as well find the joy in what we enjoy singing. But the part of us as artists that is missing when, you know, there's no Broadway or West End or school shows or anything, is the part where we do this for the other, because it's what they need to hear and feel too. And if we do, if we were just singing and giving a ton of content like right away, you're almost doing the work for other people, because it's doesn't give them the chance to also figure out what they're craving. What exactly are you craving, as opposed to just noise?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
How about that?
That's beautifully put. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, since you dropped such knowledge on us, I think I want to know more and bring us up to speed and those who don't know, let them in on Light Lessons, your creation.
My creation station. So this sort of started actually during Love Never Dies, because we used to pull a word before going on stage.
Yeah.
And so that's so random actually to realize it was that it's during Love Never Dies, that this used to be a thing. And there came a point, so however long ago that was, then there came a point that there's certain words and phrases that really speak to me and that were the ones that I needed to focus on before I went on stage. But then it became bigger where it's like, I'm realizing in some, it's like so small. It's some way, it's something that other people really, really responded to and needed. So really quick, for those that don't know, Light Lessons are, it's a bag of words of 20 words or phrases that are things that speak to me, really simple, one word or two words or a phrase or something that you can pull and focus on for the day or even for the hour, the minute sometimes, or before you go on stage, before you go to a job interview, something to just center your mind. It's really, really helpful to me and for all my friends and everything. So I designed them with Jane Jordan, who's runs Fit for Broadway, and her sister was actually pregnant, and she, the pregnant sister, drew all the, there's really beautiful drawings on each card. And I say the pregnancy thing because there's a lot of creative energy that happens through pregnancy. And so it's like really special that's like this other life is growing inside her, and she's like through her arm, you know, is like drawing these beautiful drawings.
Wow.
And I called them Light Lessons because I was down at the river in New York in the summertime, and it was night, and all of a sudden these fireflies started going out and doing their thing and lighting up. And I was like, oh God. And I literally started meditating on the metaphor that is the firefly. And here it is, y'all. These bugs during the day look like a normal ass bug that you'd be like, ah, God, not that. And at night, all them lights go out, and all of a sudden, their butt is like lighting up. Their literal ass is lighting up. I think it's actually their abdomen or something. It's actually their heartbeat. But I'm like, it looks like their butt. And so it's like suddenly this whole bug is like lighting up. And now we're like, oh my God, this is incredible. And so I was like, this is the metaphor, is that when all the darkness is around us, we have the light within us. Light your butt up, y'all.
Right. It's all in your ass.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Or, I like the metaphor of it being your heartbeat, but let's go with yes.
Somewhat, please let an entomologist be listening and like, this lady's crazy. It's actually their thoracic, da, 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 whatever. I don't know what they have.
So on sierrabagas.com.
Yep. You can purchase
these. It's all on there.
Yeah.
But the only problem is, and I think we talked about this, sending out of America,
shipping
gets jacked. I know with some of the stuff I want to, obviously I wasn't going to do it now with all that's going on, But I looked at shipping costs outside of where we are.
I know.
It's more expensive than the shirt sometimes.
Correct. I know. And customs, like, you have, there's, it can get caught up in customs and take months to get to somebody. Just like a simple shirt, a simple bag of light lessons. It's like, I'm really, really trying to figure out how to make this happen. And apparently, if you have like, I don't know, if you have like another company in the, it's, then it's, that's how it's easier. But
yeah, but then like if you do it through Amazon or something, but then they take a massive
Yeah. And that compromises the integrity of the thing and stuff. And it's just like, yeah. So it is really tough because we do.
Yeah. I don't want to see light lessons on Amazon. It just doesn't feel like right. I'm not anti-Amazon either, because obviously I use it, but I just don't want to see. I just don't think you're.
No.
Doesn't go together, does it?
No, absolutely not, in a way. So yeah, we're going to try and figure it out. But in the meantime, and like with your merchandise in mind, when we concert out of the country, then we bring our merch. So that's really nice. And then people can get it like that.
You're going to bring it to Japan?
Bring it to Japan. Absolutely.
Good. I can finally get one for me and the boys.
Yes, June. I can't believe you don't have one yet.
Well, no, because the last time when I thought I want to get
it. Yeah, you weren't here.
I still haven't seen you. I haven't been.
Thanks for tuning in with The Hang and me and Sierra Bogus. Join us next time for part two, where we get to dive into the reunion, the Phantom of the ARPA 25th anniversary, and Love Never Dies.
The Hang is produced by Dori Beristein and Alan Seals from the Broadway Podcast Network. You can find me online at bpn.fm/The Hang. Don't forget, you can connect with me on Instagram and Twitter at Ramin Karimloo, on YouTube, A Roaming Iranian, or my Facebook page, Official Ramin Karimloo. Music for my podcast is by my friends and one of my favorite bands, The Dives. Please check them out at their website, thedivesmusic.com. That's thedivesmusic.com, where you can get to know them, hear their incredible music, get links to all their socials, and most importantly, their tour dates, where you can find out where you can see and hear them live. They are truly a great band, and they are phenomenal live. Check them out.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.